When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Magic Pod Squad is brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation. They remind you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. If you've been drinking, don't get behind the wheel. Instead, find a sober driver or catch a ride service. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. Have a great night and drive safe. On this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad, we catch up with former Magic player Mikal Piatris. He spent 2 years here in City Beautiful, part of his 10-year NBA career. So we discuss that run to the 09 Finals, why MP was a fan favorite here in Orlando, and the rest of his career, what it took to get to the NBA. Otis Smith, the one that drafted him to the Golden State Warriors, and also playing with Kevin Garnett and the Boston Celtics. We get you caught up with what MP is up to now, all coming your way on this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad.
This is Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Jalen Suggs.
This is Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to the Pod Squad.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, George Galante here with you, and it is our pleasure to welcome in Mikal Piatris. 10 years in the NBA, 2.5 years here in City Beautiful, of course, part of that finals team. Air France, playoff Piatris, they all apply. What? Man, it's good to see you, MP. How are you?
Man, it's good to see you guys too. You know, I'm doing extremely well. Now I'm 40 now, so my years from the Magic is past now. But it's always good to see you guys.
Now that makes me feel really old. By the way, like, I always feel old anyway. But then to know when you look at MP's bio and you're like, wait a second, he was born in '82. 40, you're not allowed to be 40. You're supposed to be running up and down the floor, hitting threes.
I know.
What happened?
You know, I'm still training. I'm still, you know, doing my thing in the morning, staying in shape, because I don't want to just lay down and watch the kids all day. So I drop them at school, and, you know, I do like two-hour workout, and then I go home.
Well, that's good. Well, listen, MP, you would have thought long by now that they would have killed Dante and Galante, but somehow we survived, man. Somehow we're still here talking to you. This is great.
Of course. I mean, you guys part of the Orlando Magic history. I mean, you guys were a big part of the 2009-2010 teams, and I think, you know, we just can't get rid of you guys. We need you guys because you guys are part of the community. You know, so whenever they get rid of you guys, they get rid of me too.
Oh, all right.
We're tied together. I got to remember that.
Well, man, we miss you. You know, it's the Magic are playing in Cleveland tonight, George. And of course, you remember, I mean, how much fun was that 2009 series, Eastern Conference series, beating the Cleveland Cavaliers to go to the NBA Finals? I mean, how often
Because I think about it every day, MP. How often do you think about that run to the finals in 09?
You know, I'm thinking about it every day. And today is kind of like make sense, but at the same time make no sense, because from the 2009 season, not the NBA, but the whole fan wanted to see Kobe going against LeBron. And
right.
Today, we never saw that story. And then for us, we kind of like take that like as okay, that's what they want to do. This is not what we're going to do. And I think, you know, everybody focused on that Cleveland series. And after that, I mean, it was part of the Magic history to go to the final against Kobe.
Did you think about that, MP? Was that talked about, that the world, you felt the world wanted to see LeBron against Kobe? Did you take that personal?
I think Cleveland thought there was going to be the Magic and go in the final versus the Lakers. And I think, you know, that was part of our first motivation was to beat LeBron.
Yes.
And beat the Cavaliers, because they were the best team in the East. And I think it was going to be a great challenge for us to compete against them. And I think when we finally beat them and we went to the final, I think the Magic has to be the history too. And we didn't win, but at least we compete. We had a great season. And the year after, we had a great season too.
That's true.
MP, you've been a part of many teams, many leagues. You know, going into a season, right, when your team has a legitimate chance to do some damage, to be good, when did you know before that season or during that season that this was a team that could really make some history and do some things? When did you know?
I'm going to tell you guys when I knew, from the first day of training camp. Because you have Coach Van Gundy, you're going to work your ass off every day. from the get-go, we knew that we was going to be a great team, because everybody had a role on the team. We had Dwight, Rashard Lewis, and we have many snipers on the team, that people that could shoot threes and people that could score too. So I think that was one of our greatness on the team, to have so many people that can shoot the ball. And I think we had a great season.
Now, did you know, like I've talked about it a couple of times with other guys and Dante, and that before that season started, we were at a dinner before training camp. And I'm sure you remember this. We were at a dinner, and I was lucky enough to be a part of that dinner, where Stan went around the room to literally every player, whether you were Dwight Howard, Jameer Nelson, Michael Petras, Adonel Foyle, and he went through everybody's role. And he said, listen, this is what your role is. This is what you all 1 through 15 went right down the line. And everybody looked at each other and was just like, yep, we know that that's what is that part of it? Is it just accepting what the coach and what the team needs of you and not trying to do any more than that?
I mean, he really set the tone for us. He really told the players, hey, this is what I need from you, and this is what you got to do. And, you know, most players was trying to get more out of themselves, out of him too. And I think that's why we had such a great team for 2 years. So everybody knew their role. Everybody knew how many minutes they was going to play, what it takes to win a championship. I think we work hard every day. You saw us every day working hard. And I think, you know, as a player, I truly appreciate Coach Van Gundy as well, because he allowed me to be at my highest level competing in the Spurs, Miami, Cleveland, the Lakers, the Clippers. Back then when the team was, everybody was competing for a championship. And I think, you know, I truly appreciate you playing for the Magic too, because when I first signed with the Magic, I mean, people were talking about, you know, going to the Magic, but for Disney. You know,
yeah, right, and right. Think,
yeah. And I think, you know, by the fact that we put a team together, we really set a tone for the next 10 years, 20 years for the franchise.
You know, you had that. You were on that Golden State Warrior team that upset the Dallas Mavericks, right? You upset them. You were an 8 seed that beat just a great story, upsetting them. So you got a little taste of playoff success. What made you come to Orlando? What did you see about this team and this roster that made you say, man, I want to go be a part of that?
I mean, let me tell you what.
Or did we just pay you the most money? Did we just pay you the most money?
No. It wasn't about the money because, you know, okay. Detroit gave me the same amount of money.
Interesting.
Why I came to the Magic, because the guy that drafted me was Otis Smith. And I told Otis Smith, whenever I leave Golden State, I want to play for you. I want to play for Orlando. And when awesome. I became a free agent, I told my agent, no, I'm going to Otis Smith. I'm not going anywhere else. I'm going to play for Otis Smith, because that was the guy that allowed me to be in the NBA, that allowed me to make my dream come true. So I was like, nah, I got to go to Orlando.
So what was it about Otis that kept you drawn to him, even though he had already left Golden State at that point? What was it that Otis brought to you?
He brought so much confidence in myself, because he told me, you know, I want you to get ready. I want you to do your homework in the summertime. And when he left Golden State, I felt like the guy that was giving me those advices wasn't there to see me perform those advices. So I was like, no, I gotta sign with the Orlando Magic. And then that year I told him, you know, I'm gonna take you to the final. But you know, you talk about that the Magic going to the final, people were like, oh, okay, see you later, see you guys, have sure. a nice dream. And I told him, no, I'm going to take you to the final.
And then, that's amazing.
I didn't have a bet. I spoke to a guy that used to be close to Otis Smith. And today he's not with us anymore. He was the guy that used to own Ollie Davidson. And he told me,
Michael,
promise me we go into the final. I said, yes, we go into the final. And he never had a chance to see it, but at least I made his dream come true.
That's awesome, man. I remember that. Speaking of Bruce Rossmeyer, I remember that.
Yes, he was
huge Magic fan. And you guys were able to make that happen. You know, it's something that we've talked about a little bit, MP, and obviously we wish Dwight never left. We wish all you guys were here forever, right? We wish you could have kept that team together forever. But they came out with the top 75 players in NBA history. They did not put Dwight Howard on it. Whatever's happened the last couple of years, I don't care with Dwight. The Dwight Howard that you had, Dwight Howard that was here in Orlando, is one of the greatest players of all time. Is he not?
Of course, Dwight was one of the best players in the NBA. I don't know. First, I don't know why they trade me. And I'm still wondering today why they trade me.
We're going to get an answer on that.
If the will, I think something say, if the will is not broken, why you got to fix it?
Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's right.
I mean, we were one player away from winning the championship. I think maybe one confidence away from winning a championship. They should have kept the team together and then see how far we can go with the same team, because we knew each other like brothers. The staff, the players, everybody's working at the arena. I mean, for me, it was like a family. And I don't know why they traded us, why they decided to break that team. And then Dwight left. And then from 2 years ago, watching Dwight winning a championship with the Lakers, I was like, that's good for you. I'm happy for you. But why you then do the same thing with the Magic?
Me too.
I could have win one too if you do the same thing for LeBron. You could have do it for me too.
Yes, you're right.
But, I mean, but life goes fast. Life goes on. And, you know, I'm happy for him that he won a championship. But
But you know what, MP, I'm watching, George and I, we watch this, and it's a big guy in the middle, every NBA team right now, and four guys that can shoot the three. And really, it's now five guys that can shoot the three, right? You can spread the floor in the NBA now, and centers are shooting the three. You guys started that, did you not, with spreading? There was Dwight, and everyone else around him could shoot the three.
I mean, we had such a great team. I think we had the record in Sacramento one year. We made 28 to 27 threes. And I think, you know, that's what made the Magic, because Dwight was the guy that the defense was watching all the time. And at the same time, you have four other shooters.
Right.
So I think we started something that, you know, I used to play like that with Golden State. So he kind of remind me of my style of play. So I think, we can talk about this for so long.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a good memory. It was such a great memory.
You think Hito's getting up in the morning and doing workouts? You think he's in the gym first thing in the morning? Hito,
today?
Today.
Yeah, today. Like, what do you think Hito did this morning after he dropped the kids off from school?
He's probably getting a coffee and he's probably going to eat somewhere.
How about you? What are you up to, man? Let everybody know where you're at and what you're doing these days.
So every day, I live in France now. I live in Bordeaux. So every day I drop my kids at school. I go back home, get dressed, and then hit the gym for at least 2 hours. Take a nap, take my kids to school, cook dinner for them, and put them to sleep and watch TV 10 minutes. I don't really watch TV. And then I do that all year. That's my program.
That's your program. Awesome. That's what you're great. Going with every day, huh?
Yes.
Now, you still have a place in Orlando, though. Do you get back to Orlando very often or not as much as you want to? How often are you back?
I mean, I wanted to go back to Orlando, but every time I go back to Orlando, I mean, you guys either on not training camp, but on summertime break. So I can barely watch a game or maybe the summer league. But so the summer league is in Vegas. So for me, I like Orlando, I like the community, but I mean, if I come in the summertime, I would like to do one community service for the Orlando Magic in the summertime. And you guys, everybody on vacation. Yeah. So for me, it's no point for me to be in Orlando and just basically do the same thing I do at home in France.
Right. Now I've kept in touch with you a little bit, and Dante has as well. Are there other guys you still are in contact with from the Magic in the past?
You guys are the only ones.
This is it?
Oh, come on. We got to reconnect you.
Is it because Jameer doesn't want to pay the international rate on the phone? Is that why?
I think that's why. I mean, I would like to talk to Jameer again, or my old teammate. But, you know, life goes on. We have kids. We have other issues taking care of. And
sure.
Sometimes the Magic will bring us the old 09 or 10 team together, and we finally see each other and talk about the past.
Hey, so when you're watching your kids during the day, what's some of the, obviously we love it. We've got kids of our own. What are some of the things you love about playing with your kids, and what are some of the things that drive you crazy, MP?
I mean, what I love to do about my kids, it's drop them at school in the morning. That's the best thing.
That's right.
And the worst thing I think about them is when I have to go pick them up.
That's awesome. Okay, so kind of like most. Yep, I guess.
Well, okay. All right. Well, that probably didn't go the way you wanted.
I'm not going to lie. What I like about my kids is first in the morning. Thank you. I'll see you guys later. I got other things to do.
They're messing with his workout time.
They're messing with your workout time.
Yeah.
I mean, do you still play? Do you play a little pickup? What are you? You're staying in great shape. What's that for?
No, sometimes I play a little pickup with a team on Tuesday and Friday just to stay in shape, just to feel the basketball a little bit. But that's it. I'm not really doing much besides working out and picking up and taking care of my kids, as I said.
Well, then tell us about this. Tell us about Victor Wembanyama. All right, he seems to be a big story coming out of France, right? Okay, so 7'4". Is he really 7'4", and can he really do all the things that we see him do?
I mean, I saw him play last year in Paris, and I was like, whoa. He remind me of kind of like Kevin Garnett and Kevin Durant mixed together. I was like, I've seen those two players together. He can shoot, he can rebound, he can block. And he has that toughness that I like. And I think he's going to be the greatest thing in the NBA in the next few years. And then he's not afraid. He can shoot. And he's not afraid to score. I think he's going to be, hopefully, the Magic going to draft him.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that would be great, right? So that's why everybody is dreaming over this kid is that's what you see from the times you've watched him play, a mix of those guys.
Yeah,
that,
Yeah, that kid's gonna be the real deal. He's smart. He can rebound. He can play. He can run. I mean, every coach in the NBA gonna love him. I mean, he's a different type. I mean, you remember when Steph Curry came into the league, they say he won't be able to do this, he won't be able to do that. And what I like about Stephen Curry, he changed the entire league. I mean, yeah. He doesn't play in the NBA. Steph Curry plays somewhere else. Some players did play in the NBA, yeah. Ben.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of league does he play, but he plays somewhere else.
He's an alien, that guy.
I mean, he's an alien. And I mean, you know, hopefully the Wembanyama going to have the same impact in the NBA as well, because the last 10 years, big guys wasn't successful in the NBA. And I think the game was around like threes, screen and threes. So it's going to be interesting to see a different view of the NBA the next 10 years.
It sure is. 7'4" to do all those things. You know, I think about, we've got a player in Franz Wagner, Mike, that came over from Germany, right? So he played professionally since he was 13. You look at Luka Doncic, right? You look at Porzingis. You look at when you came into the league playing professionally. How difficult is that to go play at such a young age, and how much does it help you mature? And people that are coming from overseas, I got to think when you get to the NBA, there's a maturity about you, right? Because you've been playing, you've already been a pro.
I mean, we have that dream going to the NBA, and we're really excited. But for me, when I first moved to San Francisco, I didn't even know where it was San Francisco. So I had to take a map and right. Say, where is San Francisco? Oh, I'm going this way. I was like, okay. And then everything is different. Well, I remember my first workout was like an hour, 15 minutes. So after 15 minutes, I was already tired. I felt like I've done 2 hours.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. I was like, I have to readjust myself and see how they're working out in the US. And can you guys hear me? Yeah. That's what I like about being the NBA, because the NBA is so different, and kind of like meeting you guys too, because you guys is like a new part of my family. And I think I've learned so much from you guys as well, because the way you guys have to work, the way you guys have to promote the game, the way you guys have to be prepared as well, because an NBA game, you have to do so much to make everybody happy. And people think that sometimes it's just pushing the ball and shoot it. It's not like that. And I have to look at all the detail that make me dream, wow, the NBA, that's something else. And today, if I have to do it today, I would do it definitely.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code iHeart for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, CYMBIOTIKA.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
How would you do it differently then from what you did? How would you do it different?
I would not change anything. The only thing I would change, it's the day Otis Smith say I was going to draft Mikey Petras, press the button, say no, I'm staying here. Because when I signed with the Magic, that I felt so comfortable. I felt like that was the DeVos family was part of my family too. Because you remember the owners, the staff, the players, everybody was happy to be together. And that's what made the Orlando Magic family a family. And that's what I like, being part of a team that treats you like your family. That's what I like. And I treat the same way the fan and the people that work for us too.
Yes.
A lot of respect, and we move on and we create a new chapter for us.
You know, I think, MP, there's a lot, you know, everybody nowadays, you see everybody, the game's over or practice is over, everybody's got their head in their phone. Everybody's looking at their phones. And I think about all the times I was in the locker room with you guys, and you know, you'd look at your phone for a few minutes, but you guys were cracking jokes. You guys were talking to each other. Everybody got along, and it was I've never seen it. The chemistry that you guys had in that locker room, it was very funny. We would go in there. I know George can speak to it, but I would go, we would just laugh the way you guys all talked to each other. It was a great group.
I mean, the game is different now. I mean, most players play the game and after the game through social media. Whenever you have to say something, I remember when George was calling a player, oh, Michael, that's for you to go speak to the media. Now the players speak through social media. So yeah. We don't have the same kind of communication that we used to have. I mean, we have to get back to the old ways where players don't use social media and use the media to talk about the game and express the way they feel about the game too.
But you guys would be surprised if you went into the locker room at halftime, how many phones are out sometimes that I've seen over the past couple of years. It's crazy. It really is crazy.
I mean, you want to say something, but you don't have the power to say something. Even myself, I mean, Kevin Garnett would have taken that phone and break it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Now that's interesting. Now talk about that, because I think, now listen, these guys still want to win. These guys are still great competitors, and I think the league is in great hands. But Kevin Garnett was a different animal, right? So what, take us through that, what your interaction with him when you played with that Boston team.
Hey, when I signed with Boston, I was coming from Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I was playing against the Suns versus the Celtics. And Kevin Garnett screened me too hard. I told him, don't do it again because I'm going to come at you. He did it again. And then we both got ejected. And he told me, let's go in the back. I was like, let's go in the back then. Okay, let's go. And then when I first started in Boston in the locker room, I was like, I gotta see Kevin Garnett. He came to me and said, you know what? Welcome. Because I like that. We're gonna fight together. We're going to fight. And I want you to be here. I was like, wow, that's nice. And then that's kind of put me on another level. you know. And
that's awesome.
I think that's why we went to the semifinal against LeBron in Miami Heat, and we had a great coach, Doc Rivers. And then we have, I mean, I was happy to be able to big three.
Yes, sure.
Jarnett and Ray Allen, because everybody was talking about the big three on TV, and I wanted to see that. I mean, it's when you see how they prepare themselves, all of them, you could like, wow, this is what greatness means to the game of basketball.
Like, I don't think I've ever asked you, when was the first time you had been to the United States? Was it after you got drafted, or had you been to the United States before that?
No, I've been to the USA before that. I was going to Phoenix. That was like 2 years before I got drafted, because some European players always go to America to work out on their game and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I never had a real chance to see the real America. Well, everything was big to my eyes. I mean, when you play the Madison Square Garden, I mean, it's the Madison Square Garden. I mean, for you guys, it's normal because you live there and you've seen it so many times. But for us coming from Europe, it's a different ball game. You see everything goes fast. And once you get on the court, everything goes super fast. Everything is super strong. Everything, you have to be mentally, I mean, as a European player, you have to be mentally prepared 10 times than the American players.
Now, who came over with you? Did you have anybody that came with you when you got drafted, or were you by yourself? Because that has to, we've talked to many people that have come from Europe, many players. It's got to be hard leaving everything you have behind to come over to a completely different country and doing this and leaving everybody. Yeah. Did you have a support staff that was with you? How did that work for you?
No, I was ready. I mean, I had my manager, Raul Ramdi, that you guys know. Mm-hmm. And I had one guy, when I arrived in San Francisco, his name Keith Smart. He told me, I'm going to help you. Because my game wasn't fit for summer league. I mean, he told me, yeah, everything was great. Even we loved you. I mean, for myself, I wasn't happy with the way I was playing. I was like, how can they be happy with the way I was playing? It has to be a job. And he told me, listen, go to France for 2 weeks and then come back. We're going to work on your game. And then I work on my game all summer. And then when the season started, that was my first game. I kind of like enjoy it, but I kind of see my weaknesses as well, and see things I got to work on to be, at least I'm not going to be the greatest, but at least I'm going to try to compete and help a team win a game and win a championship, try to do my best to enjoy this game.
I know Magic fans remember, and I know Magic fans appreciate, and you've always had a great relationship with Magic fans. You're one of their favorites here in Orlando. But I don't know, George, if there's a better nickname than Playoff Petrus. There was something about the playoffs. When we got an MP, you hit big shots. You got big steals. You'd block big shots. You always drew the toughest defensive assignment. You'd hit a big three at some point in the fourth quarter. What was it about the playoffs, man? You just came alive. You really enjoyed that, didn't you?
I mean, it wasn't about all playoff, you know. It was about doing the season as well.
Sure. Then, well, no, you did it during the year too, as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I have something in myself. Whenever late in the game is on the line, people are afraid to take the shot. I'm not afraid. Mm-hmm. You know, I was taking big part of that moment, because you're playing against LeBron, you're playing against Kobe, and you know those moments coming from them. I wanted to be the guy that was going to save the team, both sides, defensively and offensively. And we have so many guys that could shoot too, but I was like, this is what I live for. This is what I like. This is what I like to spend the victory. And that's why I was taking a big responsibility in the playoff. And I was enjoying the moment. I mean, the playoff is where you see not the real players, but you see the real value of a player. And that's what I like. And being with the Orlando Magic, I truly, that's mean a lot for me.
But you say you enjoyed it, but like I recently, maybe a month ago, I watched game six again. That's how sad I was, Dante. I watched game six against Cleveland from 2009, like a month ago.
I watch it a lot.
You see the replays of the game, and multiple times the place is going absolutely crazy. It's bedlam in the Amway Arena, and you hit a three from the corner. The place goes batty, and you just walk down the court. Your face is like stone face. you maybe did one of these where you like you give you know like gave them gave somebody no hour to just so cool as a cucumber. Just very even keeled MP. Like it didn't bother you at all. Meanwhile, I'm on the side. I had three bottles of Pepto Bismol. I needed some Tums. Like things were going crazy.
That's right.
You're out there just cool as a cucumber.
I mean, I was. When I hit those shots, I was trying to feel the fan, the happiness of the fan, the energy, the way they were happy to see their team going to the final, their team going to be successful, they're going to have a great team in Orlando. Finally, people are going to talk about the Orlando Magic. They've been waiting since 95, since like Shaq. I mean, I'm not a guy that's going to show you, oh, I'm happy to hit the shot. No, I'm going to show you that this is normal for me. This is I'm going to the office. You guys send tickets, buy tickets. Me, I'm shooting threes. But it was good for me. You know, honestly, it was good for me to be part of it. And then,
tell George about this, because there was, and there were a lot of fans, like people loved Turk, people loved JJ, Jameer, Dwight, like people loved all you guys. But I remember on your birthday, there were Magic fans that would bring you a cake. They brought you a cake. You remember that? There were Magic fans. People brought you stuff and baked you things before.
Yes. I was 28, 29. Now at 40, you don't get anything.
Nobody brings you anything anymore.
They don't even invite you to the game.
You want to know why? Nothing. You want to know why they don't bring you anything anymore? Because your happiest part is when you drop your kids off at school. That's why they don't bring you anything anymore.
That's the best. That's the best part of the day.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh my God.
So how old are the kids and what are they doing? Are they playing basketball or anything?
Man, no, they're not playing basketball. One of them, the last one playing basketball, he's 7.
Okay.
The big one is it's 15, and then the girl that you guys know, she's 12 yes. now.
Wow.
12.
Oh, wow, man. Wow. That's amazing.
She's 12.
That's crazy.
They all drive me crazy.
Well, we've established that.
We know that.
Don't ask me if I'm going to have another one. No. I'm trying to get rid of them.
Well, I can't wait for them to hear this podcast.
We're going to play this. Hey, last thing, George, one of my favorite trips I ever took, I went to Guadeloupe.
I know you MP, did, and I'm still bitter visited, that I wasn't there. Yeah.
I visited where MP was from. And after that, we went the summer after the finals run. And here we are. All right, it's a big country. And he's sitting there just walking the streets. Everybody knew who he was. And this is the impact of the NBA, of professional sports, of MP making it, right, from his country to the NBA. There were Magic jerseys in Guadeloupe. There were people, and then they saw him, and they started cheering and chanting. He had a crowd wherever he went. I mean, I can't imagine, MP. If I go to my hometown, nobody cares at all when I come back. But when you go home, I can't imagine what that feels like. I can't imagine.
I mean, it's a great feeling because you're trying to inspire yourself and inspire others too. Give another person a chance to be a player, maybe for the NBA or maybe for the Orlando Magic later on in their life. And I think because I try to give back so much, maybe the people loved him and I still give him back so much. But let me tell you something. When I first time with the Magic, people were like, who is this guy? And then after like training camp and after like 2 or 3 months, I started seeing the fan loving me.
Yeah.
And that's why I told myself, you know, I got to do something to bring the fans together close to me and show them the way I was born, where I was born, and where is Guadeloupe. And, you know, that's why I took, like, we were five of them. And then, I mean, that was one of the greatest experiences for me as a Magic player, to be able to take the fan and see the way I was living, the way where I came from, and what my life was about.
That's outstanding.
I'm still bitter. I'm still, Dante's riding around on a jet ski.
It was awesome.
Out. Yeah,
it was awesome.
I'm still bitter about that trip.
I still miss the rum from Guadeloupe. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. All right,
I don't miss it. No, because if I drink it at 40, I drink it straight to sleep.
It hits different now, doesn't it? Does everything hurt now that you're 40? Everything hurts now, right?
Oh, my God. It takes me 2 hours to wake up from bed in the morning. Sometimes my kids are late to school.
Well, listen, we're going to let you go because you got to go pick up the kids. This is your favorite part of the day.
Favorite. Right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. This was awesome. We appreciate it. We got to keep in touch, okay? Let's do it again soon.
No problem. That'll do it. Thank you.
For this edition of Magic Pod Squad, we'll see you next time.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.